Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we enter our fourth week of Easter. And we just pray through your generosity, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, that you too fill us with that joy that the apostles had in our first reading. And that even when we encounter obstacles, greater is you who's in us than he who's in the world. We ask this with confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. So tonight my message is entitled, Walking in Confidence. God wants us to walk in a spirit of confidence that we are God's beloved children. 1 John 3, see what love the Father has for us, that we are called children of God, and so we are. And that's what we're celebrating during the Easter season, is that Jesus took away the sting of death and the curse of sin, and has opened the doors to a whole new way of life and walking in confidence in the power of the Holy Spirit. So here's three ways that we can do that more effectively, I hope. The first is, let's pray in a special way during these times when so many people's words are used to tear people down, that we use our words to build them up, to speak the truth in the spirit of love, Ephesians 4:15, and to never use our words to tear people down, but to only do good to those who hear them. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, that scripture passage says. So we read in that first reading, many Jews and worshipers who were converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to remain faithful to the grace of God. So they encouraged them to stay strong in their faith, even though they were encountering resistance from certain people. So we really need to pray for that in the world today, that we use our words to encourage people. And a lot of people around us may look all put together, but they could be having a terrible struggle internally in their life. And I think the whole sorry tragedy of Noemi Judd this last week, you know, shows us that. I mean, she was just performing on stage, looked all beautiful and put together. And then later on, she took her life because there was some kind of horrible struggle going on inside of her soul, in her mind or her body. And so we just never know what people are, what they're carrying inside of them. And I really believe the Holy Spirit gives us the grace to be attentive to people. And that's part of being a disciple, is attentive to the plight and problems of people around us and not allowing people's ideologies or different ways of life to distract us from that. Jesus was like a laser beam. He just cut straight to the heart. Or as one of the professors said, I saw him last week, he went for the jugular. He didn't waste time, but he was able to just cut through all the politics of the time and the distractions and just reach out and affirm the human heart. And through the grace of the Holy Spirit, we can do the same thing, amen? We can be a tremendous blessing to the people around us by our words and actions. But, you know, just because somebody looks all put together doesn't mean they're not having a horrible struggle or pain in their life. And so the Holy Spirit will lead us into praying for people in a much deeper way. I was sharing during daily Mass that I've been taking walks around the mall at night and during the day in various odd hours of the day when it's open, just to get exercise. And I was kind of in my own little world listening to music, and all of a sudden a song came on called People Need the Lord by Steve Green. And it's basically a song about, are you looking around to the people around you? And as I heard that song, my whole attitude changed as I was walking around the mall. Instead of getting irritated with people who stop and look in the windows, because I'm trying to keep my pace up and my little iWatch says how many heartbeats they have and steps I'm taking, so don't get in my way. That song just completely changed the whole experience, and I started praying for people. There was even a police officer there. I was going to tap on the show, and I thought, I might startle him, and that's dangerous. But I pray for you guys every day. I pray for law enforcement, firefighters, first responders, and all that. But that song just drew me into a very different awareness that I need to be attentive to the people around me, and not just, I'm doing my own thing, get out of my way. And that's kind of where I was at when I started my walk. It ended very differently. The gift of music, amen? Amen. So be an encourager for those around you. The second thing is the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. We need that joy in the Holy Spirit ever more than ever right now in our church today. That joy of the Lord is our strength. And in the midst of adversity, when we're happy and joyful and we don't complain about things that aren't going right in our life, it's a tremendously powerful way to witness to the Lord, to the people around us. When things happen to us that we don't expect and disappoint us, when we still hold our head up high and say, I'm a blessed person. This didn't work out the way I thought it would, but God is still good to me. I know his love and goodness, and I'm happy. I'm joyful with the way he has me right now in my life, at this moment in life. It's a powerful witness to the people around us, because a lot of people just get caught up in their disappointments, and they complain, and they just are very unhappy and depressed. But if we are the kind of people that count our blessings, then the Holy Spirit will begin filling us with that joy. And all things work according to the good that God has for those who love him. Amen? Lastly, the gospel reading, which was very short. I was so happy as I was doing the graphics this weekend for the computer. It's like, oh, it's a short one. I have to have four or five slides for it. But short, but sweet. That we know we can hear the Lord's voice. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. that we have the capacity within each one of us to hear the voice of the Lord calling us in our hearts to follow him and to be safe in his hand and in the Father's hand, and no one can snatch him out of his hand. That's why he wants us to walk in confidence. But we have the capacity through prayer and discernment to hear the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. What a gift that is. Not always easy, because we live in an incredibly noisy and busy world, and sometimes we go along and pray and we think that this is God's will, and it's actually something I really wanted, but I really didn't discern properly that that's what God wanted. You don't have to condemn yourself. Okay, Lord, next time help me to be a little more attentive. You know, if I got that wrong the next time, then help me to have a better sense of, is this you or me? And a lot of times we want something, it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing, but it might not be what the Lord wants for us. And so we just, blessed be the Lord God who gives and takes away, and just have that sense of surrender like Mary did. You know, be it done unto me according to thy word. But I remember as a youngster, I was in eighth grade, and I think I wrote a column that's going to come out next Monday or next weekend. But when I was in eighth grade, I went out on the balcony in Tacoma at a wedding reception, and I heard clearly the Lord say, someday you will live over here and serve me as a priest. And my first reaction was, what the heck? Who said that? But a certain sense of joy came into my heart as I heard those words. And sure enough, that happened. It just took 15 years later. I'm over here now serving the Lord as a priest. So we can hear the Lord's voice. So don't ever be discouraged that, you know, help me hear your voice. When you seek me with your heart, you will find me. You will call to me and I will answer you, for you seek me with your heart. And one of the great gifts that we have as Catholics is, you know, we have a retreat center, but you can go away to a quiet place to really focus on the Lord's voice. If you're really busy in your daily life, just go away with the intent of, Lord, help me to figure this out. Go to a quiet place where you feel really connected to the Lord, and he will help you. I guarantee it. It's not my guarantee. It's his guarantee. He promised that. My sheep know me, and I know my sheep. But it takes an effort, and it's not that God just fits into our schedule between showering and getting dressed in the morning. We have to seek him with our heart. Seek him with our heart, and he will find me. So we have to make sure we're taking time away for prayer and reflection and asking the Lord to get us focused and centered on what he wants us to do. And the beautiful thing is that even when things are going rough around us, we can still have that peace that surpasses all understanding. It's the most amazing thing to have. That, you know, if this was just me, my own resources, my own nature, me being self-reliant, I would be falling apart right now. But I know the Lord loves me, and he's with me, and he's going to get me through this difficult situation. And you have this peace in your life, but objectively everything seems like you should be falling apart at the seams, but you're not, because that's the gift of the Holy Spirit inside of us, guiding us and leading us closer to the Good Shepherd. Amen? I promised I would end always with something hopefully inspirational. So this one is Jesus Calling. My name's even on it. Somebody gave me this nice little leather-bound edition with Father Jim Northrup. And I found a beautiful reflection I'm going to share with you. You are my beloved child. I chose you before the foundation of the world to walk with me along paths designed uniquely for you. Concentrate on keeping in step with me instead of trying to anticipate my plans for you. If you trust that my plans are to prosper you and not to harm you, you can relax and enjoy the present moment. Your hope and your future are rooted in heaven, where eternal ecstasy awaits you. Nothing can rob you of your inheritance of unimaginable riches and well-being. Sometimes I grant you glimpses of your glorious future to encourage you and spur you on, but your main focus should be staying close to me. I set the pace in keeping with your needs and my purposes. And then four scripture passages to reinforce that message. Ephesians 1. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Proverbs 16. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Jeremiah 29:11, which I already hinted at. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And then lastly, Ephesians 1. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Amen.